Hey, what's up, Street Dogs? Eric from the Eric from Street Photography blog. So, this is kind of something I've been thinking about is, you know, when you're getting advice from other people, how do you know to trust somebody or not to trust somebody? So, this is my basic thought. Put your money where your mouth is, or look at where other people put where their money, where their mouths are. And kind of like to Nassim Taleb's notion of skin in the game, don't ask people like what their opinion is, what they think you should do. Just kind of look at like what they do and ask them what they practically do. So for example, with financial matters, you know, if you meet a very rich person and you want to become rich like them, don't ask them like, you know, what should I invest in? Ask them, what are you currently invested in? Because talk is cheap, which means it doesn't really cost you anything to give advice, nor does it really signal what you truly believe in. And this is where the notion of revealed preferences becomes very interesting to me. So let me just give you some practical examples. So for a while, I did this thing with like Fujifilm, and they sponsored me with free cameras and stuff like that. Love the guys at Fujifilm, and everyone I think I've met who does Fujifilm, they're actually really cool people. So no dirt on them, right? But this is actually just like kind of a personal thing I discovered about myself was I realized eventually, after some introspection, that I actually never personally bought a Fujifilm camera with my own money. No, never. So it actually felt unethical or unright for me to promote Fujifilm cameras if I'd actually never spent my own money to buy it. Whereas actually, you know, I have spent my own money to buy, you know, a Leica M9 and a film Leica MP and also one of their lenses. And also Ricoh, the GR2, the GR3, I bought with my own money. And even this Lumix G9 and the Leica 12mm Lumix 1.4 lens and this Rode video mic, these are all things that I bought with my own money. Now, I find this notion of buying stuff and paying stuff with your own money so fascinating because when shit hits the fan, right, like when it actually comes to actually your own money, that's when you know what your true preferences are. And then they're revealed to you via actually your real life behavior. So that's why like I'm very suspicious of all these like you know, people who give you like advice and stuff like that. Several things. First of all, do they practice what they preach? I'm not sure. And the other question beyond that is like, I don't trust nobody who has sponsorships. So, you know, obviously everyone got to make a living, but I think, okay, this is the rule of thumb. Never trust nobody's opinion who is sponsored, right? It's not that they're being a bad person, they're being deceptive, but then essentially their opinion will never be 100% true because, you know, I can say this too because I've been sponsored in the past, where when you're sponsored, you're always afraid of really, really sharing your opinion on a certain matter because you're afraid that you're gonna break ties with the company. So even, and actually the irony is that like, I think people actually respect you more when you do share your own opinion and you do share your own practical thoughts and you could criticize openly about whatever without fear. So is it possible for someone who's sponsored to be 100% frank and really tell their mind? I mean, I think theoretically, yeah, but I would say with 99.9% certainty, I don't really think so. Because a lot of the conditioning that happens is going to be, some of it's going to be conscious and some of it actually is going to be unconscious. But anyways, let me continue. So, I think it all ultimately comes down to having some sort of personal courage. So, you know, for example, you look at the stock market, everyone investing in Bitcoin and crypto and stuff like that. The question is, you know, like, until you actually put your real money in it, you don't really know if you really trust something or you believe in something. And this is actually, like, my friend Max Merkel says this a lot, is vote with your dollars, which I kind of like, is, you know, that actually if you're really a big fan of somebody, you really support them, if you're actually willing to shell over your real money to, you know, buy their stuff. So let me give a practical example. So I could easily pirate all of, you know, Kanye's music, Eminem, blah, blah. And actually, you never really know if you really, really like an artist until you actually pay money for seeing them in a concert, paying money for their merch, or actually paying money for their music. And to me, it's not even a matter of like, quote, unquote, supporting the artist, because I feel like this is a little bit weak, but it's more of like a genuine badge of honor. It's more of a pride thing. Is that like, when you've actually spent your real money to attend someone's workshop or class or seen them talk or do a concert, whatever, it really shows that you're a true fan of them, but also it really signals your true preferences. So, like, for example, I could say I'm a true Kanye fan because I paid money and waited in line to see him in concert in Oakland for the Yeezus concert. All the albums of his that I've liked, I've actually bought them either on his website or iTunes or whatever. And I think same goes with Kendrick Lamar and Dr. Dre and stuff like that. And once again, like, whether Kendrick Lamar gets another, you know, dollar from me, it doesn't really matter. So it's more about a matter of personal pride, and it's a matter of knowing what you really love and care about. So, I mean, just some practical tips and thoughts is, I think people who get advertised or sponsored, it's totally fine, but still just kind of like, give more trust and give more credence to people who actually buy stuff with their own money, because it actually shows what their true preferences are. That's one thing. Another thing too is that, like, you know, this is also advice to myself too, is that whenever I suggest people to do things or try things or give them certain photo assignments, whatever, it could only be things that I've personally done myself in the past, or else there's no sort of like authenticity or rigor or some sort of like trueness behind it. So remember, talk is cheap, action is expensive. Maybe that'll be the title. Action is expensive. Do more expensive things, especially with your actions, to find out what you really think about. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.